From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary McIntyre. The Missouri Democratic Party says it will ask the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission to review a mysterious donation to Republican Eric Greitens' campaign for governor. The party said in a statement it would send a letter to the SEC calling for an investigation to determine if it violated, quote, pay-to-play rules. At issue is an almost $2 million gift to Greitens' campaign from a political action committee, Seals for Truth. Greitens has said the super PAC is made up of military members. Public records show its only donor is a nonprofit whose contributions have not been disclosed. Greitens' campaign manager says the move by Democrats is meant to distract from issues about Democratic gubernatorial candidate Chris Koster. The U.S. Department of Agriculture awarded almost $30,000 to the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture. The grant will go toward a $1.2 million Columbia Farmers Market project in Clary Shy Park. The project includes a farmers market pavilion and an urban agriculture center. Executive Director of the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture, Billy Polanski, says the award can support a consultant to assist in determining what the community needs.
The planning grant will allow us to investigate how to best use a kitchen at Clary Shy Park.
The project will begin once a consultant is selected to assist the advisory committee. Republican gubernatorial candidate Eric Greitens says he wants Missouri to change the way it selects judges. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Greitens supports a Tennessee procedure that gives the governor and legislature more influence in picking judges. He believes the current system gives trial lawyers too much influence on judicial appointments. Currently, attorneys appointed by the Missouri Bar Association and residents appointed by the governor review judicial applications and submit three finalists to the governor, who then picks the judge. At the end of the judge's terms, voters choose whether to retain them. Tennessee's plan allows the governor to appoint judges without input from attorneys or residents. The legislature must approve each judge, and they face retention votes every 8 years. Democratic candidate Chris Koster favors the current system. The Missouri Supreme Court has disbarred a Columbia attorney accused of misusing client trust accounts. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Michael Blum was disbarred Tuesday and fined $2,000. Blum was found to have violated rules for attorney conduct 17 times, including 14 violations of misusing trust accounts at the firm Blum & Ray. Complaints say Blum didn't file petitions for clients in bankruptcy cases and that he improperly used money for operating expenses for the firm as well as personal expenses. Blum has said when he joined the law firm, the other lawyer hadn't transferred $60,000 into the firm's trust account that should have been there, and those circumstances led to Blum's activities. I'm Mary McIntyre, KBIA News, Columbia.